Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. We're coming to you this morning from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios. We are on the lower level of the Powell Broadcasting Studio, located at 2000 Indian Hills Boulevard on the north side of Sioux City, Iowa. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And today I'm pleased to have a couple of new guests in studio to talk about the Sioux City Bandits football organization. With me, head coach Irv Strobing. Irv, great to have you in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us here, Chris.
And also the owner, the new owner of the Sioux City Bandits, Mr. Don Belson. Don, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you guys both in the house. And boy, the Bandits are off to a great start. We're going to talk football throughout the half-hour program this morning. But before we get there, I want to give our listening audience an opportunity to get to know both of you a little bit better. Irv, you've been around for a long time. You've been the head coach. We're still going to take a little bit of time to get to know you on a little deeper level. Before we do that, Don, tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
I grew up on a farm 50 miles east of Sioux City. Spent a lot of time in Sioux City when I was young. My grandmother lived up here. I still remember getting caught up here in one of the floods, if that tells you how old I am.
You know, it gives me a little insight. My father, who celebrated his 86th birthday in December, told me that as a graduate of Bishop Heelan in 1955, he can remember getting out of school to go down and sandbag in the downtown area. And do you have any of those memories?
Not the sandbagging, but that's about the time we got caught up here. We were headed home, cross the viaduct, and we couldn't get over the viaduct, so we came back, stayed with my grandmother for a couple of days.
Yeah. The floods of the 1950s in downtown Sioux City. And Don, where'd you go to high school?
I went to high school, 50 miles east of here, Galva High School.
Okay.
From there, I got my undergrad at Buena Vista.
And what did you study at BV?
Business and accounting.
And were you involved in sports in any way?
Kind of. I was usually a manager.
Okay. But you've had a lifelong passion for sports. I'm going to assume that when you come to a station in life where you own a franchise of an indoor football team, that sports has always been part of your life.
Yes, it has. My brother and sister always played sports. I did somewhat.
Okay. And what came after Buena Vista?
I got my master's degree in special ed from Morningside. And then I continued from there, got the equivalent of a second master's in counseling.
Okay. And Don, tell me a little bit about your family.
Right now, it's my daughter, Cindy, and my grandson, Tim. I do have a sister, Sue.
And Cindy's involved in the organization as well?
Yes. She's the one that got us started.
Tell us about that, if you would.
It had to have been about 20 years ago. I saw a small ad, must have been in the Sioux City Journal, back when we used want ads, for people to try out for a dance team. So I cut it out, gave it to my daughter, and I said, you ought to try out for this. And she did. She got on the dance team. She was on the dance team for a few years and then eventually moved up to helping with game day operations. And the last few years, she's been in charge of game day operations.
And I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this question, but 20 years ago, when you invited your daughter to consider becoming a part of the dance team, did you ever in a million years foresee that you might one day be the owner of the organization?
No, not at all. But it's been a nice journey.
You're listening. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guests today represent the leadership of the Sioux City Bandits football team. Owner Don Belson and head coach Irv Strobing. Irv, great to see you in studio. What number is this for you as the head coach of the Sioux City Bandits?
What number year?
Yep.
I don't know how to count that now.
It's been a while.
Because you also got COVID in there, so do I count that? Do I not count that? We only You know, we brought everybody to camp that one year and got all the way through, made our cuts, made our final cuts, and then COVID hit. So, you know, we stuck around for a month or two kind of with the players and the coaches in limbo, and then we shut the season down. So I don't know if you count that or not.
Let's count it. How many?
I've been the head coach since 2012, so will this be my 12th
we'll call
season?
It, yeah, something like that.
12th season?
So a dozen years at the helm, and where did you grow up?
Right here in Sioux City. Coming into the studio this morning, I was able to cook my kids breakfast and leave a little bit later. You guys were probably worried about me getting here, but it took me 5 minutes to get here. So I live right over by Briarcliff, born and raised. went to Sioux City West High School, graduated in 1994.
Were you a football player at West?
I was. Football and baseball was actually my best sport back then.
And what position did you play in both?
Baseball, I was a first baseman.
You hit left, throw left?
No, for right, everything right.
Okay. It's a little bit of an anomaly at first base, but you're a big guy, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Power hitter,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I could hit the ball.
Clean up?
I batted clean up.
Of course you did.
Yeah, my buddy at the time, best friend, Rod Hansen, he always batted fifth, and he hated batting right behind me because either I cleaned the bases up or if I hit a double, then I couldn't score on his single. So he's like, man, I hate hitting behind you. So, yeah, so right-handed, right hitter, first baseman, and I played right tackle in at West High for Bob Goodwin was our offensive coordinator.
Sure.
And Al Charlson back in the heyday of.
Did you play both ways?
I did, yep. Played every down offense, and then they would rotate all of us on the defensive side.
Oh, for the good old days, huh?
Oh, yeah.
And what came after completing your high school education at West High School?
Well, actually, had a couple baseball offers, had a couple football offers, but I ended up choosing to walk on for a guy that's actually coaching on my staff now, Dennis Wagner. I walked on at Wayne State, that was 1994, like I said, graduated then. I didn't really know what I was getting into, you know. Now, you know, all the kids go to camps and, you know, all the recruiting for college. And I just, you know, I walked on at Wayne and I knew I wanted to go to college at Wayne. Didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. And Dennis Wagner worked me out and liked what he saw. So actually played 4 years there. Didn't redshirt. He was planning on redshirting me, but pulled my redshirt off 2 days before our first game my freshman year.
How big a guy were you?
I was 6'3". Probably when I reported that first year, I was 255.
And that's a pretty good size kid.
Yeah, back then, yeah.
I mean, even today, it's a big guy.
Yeah.
But back then, you were a monster.
Well, I grew an inch in college. Okay. And then I can remember my senior year, I played at about 290.
Wow.
So, yeah. Probably 280, 285, my undergrad years, freshman through, you know, junior year, and then I put on another 10 or 15 as a senior.
And
played
what,
every position at Wayne State. They moved me around.
Did you ever consider baseball there as well?
That's a funny story. When Wagner was recruiting me, John Manganiello was the baseball coach over there, and he and I had a few talks, and I told Coach Wagner that I wanted to play baseball. So he's like, yeah, sure, you know, he signed with the football team, you know, I'll put you in contact with Coach Manganiello, and we got there and that didn't happen. He said, you know, you're offensive lineman, you're weighing 260 pounds right now, you need to get in your weight room if you want to be a part of this program and successful football player. So
yeah, recruiting,
that went by the wayside.
Recruiting is always a game of sales. We all know that. So Irv, in the final minute or so before we go to break, tell me about your family, if you would.
Wife, been married. She's been a part of this since I started. We were dating, you know, when I was a Sioux City Attack football player. Have three kids. Tyson's up at South Dakota State. Carson and Ashlyn, senior and junior at North right now. All of us born and raised Sioux City so far, you know, kids are starting to spread their wings and, you know, think about where they're going to end up. But family, mom and dad still here. My sister lives here. We're all kind of tied to the community, I guess.
Yeah, great to have those family ties. And we have just about a minute left before commercial. But you mentioned the Sioux City Attack. Tell us about playing football after college.
Well, I actually, so I was one of the first 10 players signed to that organization. And we really didn't know anything, you know, indoor football coming to Sioux City. And I ended up going to open tryout and was one of the first 10 people signed. And that was when the IFL was owned by one guy.
Yeah.
Kerry Eklund owned 19 teams across the nation. And I was just looking for something to do as a guy who worked at the Sioux City Acceleration Health Club that was owned by Dr. Sherman and up there at the hospital. I didn't, you know, saw kind of like Don said, you know, saw ad, hey, try out for the Sioux City Bandits indoor football. I had no idea what this really was going to turn into.
And it led to a career and a vocation. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Your host, our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, and our sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Our guests today represent the Sioux City Bandits. Owner Don Belson in his first year of ownership of the club, and longtime head coach now in his 12th season as the head coach, Mr. Irv Strobeen. We'll be back after a short break with Don Belson and Irv Strobeen of the Sioux City Bandits.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. So pleased that you've decided to spend part of your Saturday morning with us. The weather is finally turning. It's starting to feel a little bit like spring is still out there and something to look forward to. This morning we're in studio with the leadership of the Sioux City Bandits football organization, the indoor football league. The owner is Don Belson. Don, a native of the Galva area, grew up in the broader Siouxland region and is now the owner. His daughter is also involved in the football organization with operations. And the head coach, Mr. Irv Strobeen. Irv, now in his 12th season as the head coach. Irv, the last championship you mentioned was in 2015. Been to the finals in 2018, the semifinals the last couple of years. This is a very good and competitive football league.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you obviously been to a few of our games as we were talking in the break. You know, we've got guys that have been in the NFL. We've got guys that have been on the cusp of the NFL. You know, we've got one of our former players was at the game the other night. He signed his second or third CFL, Canadian Football League contract. So these are guys that are really good football players. You know, it's high quality football here in town. And I don't think people, when they see our team, how close these guys are to just, you know, being the guys you see every Sunday on TV.
And speaking of close, Don, the beauty of watching the Sioux City Bandits play at the Tyson Event Center is you are right there up close and personal. And often there's a football that pops into the stands and that's a souvenir.
Yeah, that's correct. It is a nice facility to have these games. It's about the right size for us. We go through 30 some balls per game that go out in the crowd. Whoever catches them can keep them.
Yeah, it's almost like watching baseball, except the foul balls that are footballs that bounce in are a keepsake. And I know I have one sitting on a table in my office promoting the Sioux City Bandits, and am proud to have it there, sitting next to a Sioux City Musketeers hockey puck and Sioux City Explorers baseball. But this is professional sports in the Siouxland area. And Irv, I think a lot of people have forgotten that Freddie Jackson played in this league, went on to have a superstar career in the NFL. And if I might not have this exactly accurate, but I think he holds the record for most total yards in a season in the NFL when you combine rushing, receiving, punt return, and kick return. Am I correct about that?
I'm not sure about holds the record still, but at the time, I do know that he was the first ever to break 1,000 yards or 2,000 yards, some total on all these, like you said,
yeah,
all, kickoff returns, punt returns. So he holds some, I don't know what it is.
Certainly either still the with the Buffalo Bills.
The first one, or he holds a record, as you said. Yeah.
And again, when you talk about how close these kids, and I call them kids because they're young men and I'm an old man now, but these kids are college football players, CFL, cusp of the NFL, maybe had a nibble at the NFL, but the caliber of football is really top-notch.
Oh, absolutely. It's fun to work with these guys, you know, and I tell people all the time, they're like, why do you do this? I don't golf. I don't have hobbies. I used to golf when I was a younger guy, you know, before I got into coaching, and I used to have fun with that, right? And then I don't have any hobbies. Having the Sioux City Bandits here is my, I guess, outlet to fun. You know, I get to come to work with 25 guys of, like you said, highest caliber athletes anywhere in the United States, and they come in here in Sioux City, Iowa, and play football for me, you know? I mean, that's like, it's a proud moment for me. Like, you know, they could be going other places to play for other coaches, but they chose to play for, you know, me and this organization. You know, we got a guy this year that was a number 8 draft pick of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, looked that up. He played at Oklahoma State. His buddies, we got him because his buddy Brandon Shepherd's played for us for the last 4 years, you know, and these guys are, you know, you can go look at the bowl games that they played. You know what I mean? Like, these are guys that you're sitting around with a party of 50 to 100 people watching a bowl game on a January 1, you know? I mean,
these kids were playing.
Now you can get their autograph every Saturday night.
You know, you said something really important, Irv, and this guy's a friend of a guy that played for us for the last 4 years. How important are those relationships with the athletes to recruiting first-rate, high-caliber athletes to the Sioux City Bandits?
I think our organization and our coaching staff, as I told you, Dennis Wagner, Marlon Loven played for me, Spetler Tonga, like, these guys are coaching at East High, you know, Devin McGroenhagen, I helped out at North High. They're local guys in the community, right? And everybody knows them and they respect them. But again, the relationship with the player, you know, these guys that have continually, Frederick Bruno, who's a UPS driver in town, has played for us for now 11 years. His family is all lives here. I mean, he's a kid from Miami, Florida. Like, you know, that's pretty cool, right?
You get awesome a high to
quality,
see.
Yeah, high quality caliber athlete of that, and now he's delivering your packages here in town. You see him every day, get to interact with him.
And raising a family in our community.
Raising a family here in your community, you know? I mean, that just, you know, it. I think we've built the program different like that, and that, you know, Frederick Bruno is, I would call him my friend, you know? I coach him, and I know when to get on him, but he comes to my house on Christmas and special occasions, right? And our families are, you know, ingrained in Sioux City like that now. And so now when he calls and says, hey, I got a buddy that wants to play for you, Irv, you know, it goes a long way. You know, like, a guy like that knows what I expect, and he's also willing to put my name out there as, hey, this guy will take care of you if you come to Sioux City, you know?
Don, how important is it to you as the owner to have a coaching staff that cares about the athletes the way Irv has just described?
Very important. I've kind of thought over the years, it's like a family. We've got coaches that have been there since the beginning. We've got equipment manager. We've got other workers that have been there from the beginning. My daughter and I have been there about 20 years. So I kind of look at it as a family. And I must be the father, because every so often I have to break up a fight.
Well, and Irv, that's probably something that's not that uncommon with high-level athletes in a very physical game.
Well, I'll tell you this story. From the other night when we beat Rapid City, we won by 40 points. And I've got, you know, 8 people on my coaching staff plus equipment people, and we're all in the coach's office afterwards, and Marlon Loben, my defensive coordinator, who I love to death, he's like a brother to me, coached him for 8 years. He and I are standing in this little office as big as this place right here, probably a little smaller, and there's 8 or 9 coaches in there, and he and I are yelling at each other chest to chest, and we just won by 40 points. And I got some of the players were like, what were you guys arguing about? Like, why? Because they're walking by that. Hey, we hold each other to a high standard. Yes, we won by 40, but there were a lot of things that we can clean up.
Well, that was the, in fairness, that was the first regular season game.
Yes.
of the season. So you don't expect everybody to be doing everything. Well, maybe you do. Maybe that's why you're a successful coach. You do want it perfect right out of the gate.
Well, I'm not saying that I was the one that wasn't at fault here either. You know, I'm not too big of an ego to say that, you know. So, but yeah, I think we all expect high things out of each other. From the top of the organization who's sitting next to me with Don all the way to, you know, the guy taping the ankles, you know, and nobody is, in my opinion, above somebody else. Right. Sure. I mean, I'm willing to go get the water for the guys at 2 o'clock on a game day, you know? So I think, you know, it really is a family. We want to take care of each other. We want to be good, have a great presence out in the community. I like the fact that, you know, I can go into, any store in town and people know, hey, coach, how's the team doing, you know?
And, sure. You know, and it's great to see. And I do want to compliment Irv and Don for the job you do, making the players accessible to the fans after the game. You set out tables. Every kid can come and get a football signed, a T-shirt signed. That community vision, I know, is an extension of your predecessor, who's now the commissioner of the league, former owner Bob Scott. And tell us, Don, in the final 2 minutes that we have together, your vision for this club. What's most important to you?
Main thing would be is that we can keep the team going. We have lots of great fans, and this year we're reaching out on more media to get the word out there. One thing we're hoping for is to build our sponsor base. As we know, Sioux City is a blue-collar town. We have a lot of those folks that work hard all day long. When evening comes, they'd like to go to a game, see some action. And so we're hoping we can get more sponsors into the future because our costs are going up just like everybody else's.
Well, we'd like to encourage people to support the Sioux City Bandits. The Bandits provide an outstanding family entertainment value right here at the Tyson Event Center. They're off to a 2-0 start, 3-0 if you count the preseason. Things look good. They're expected to be one of, if not the top team in the league this year. And on behalf of our listeners, I want to thank owner Don Belson and head coach Irv Strobing for taking a little time and joining us this morning. We wish you continued success throughout this 2023 season.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on, Chris. It was a pleasure to be here.
Irv, appreciate it. Don, thanks so much, and good luck the rest of the way, gentlemen. This is Chris McGowan. Go out and make it a great Saturday.